it's amazing. I was delighted there. I was kind of nervous when I was coming back from my injury that I wouldn't have enough game time to kind of prove myself, but luckily enough I did. And when I got told I was got my contract, I was over the moon. Obviously it's something that you work so hard to get, and then finally achieving it kind of put all the hard work I'd done beforehand just kind of into perspective, and it was just amazing feeling once I got it done.
And listen, we know about the storied history of the Leinster Academy and all the brilliant production lines that they have there, and some of the best players coming through from all over the country, really. They come to Leinster to be made into these world-class superstars. But a lot of those players don't end up getting the deal. Even some brilliant players, they have to go to other provinces. The people that are making the decisions in Leinster decided to take that chance on you. So it must be nice knowing that you are the cream of the crop.
I thought about that now, but yeah, it is. It's nice to... Like, as in, there's such a high level competition. Like, everyone you kind of grew up in the sub academy with, and playing kind of in the AIL and in with Dave Fagan and the COE. Like, there's so much competition. Like, and then just even to get the academy contract initially, like, to know that the coaches trust you in that way and believe in you, it's just massive. Like, and they give you a massive confidence to kind of go ahead and kind of perform well in the games and put a lot of effort into you in your training. So just kind of that support from the coaching staff there. And Leinster is amazing.
And there must be a sense of relief then. You mentioned the injury there. I mean, you know, I think it was COVID at first and then an ACL injury. So how long were you out for?
I never really was injured before, like, as when I was younger, coming up playing like GA and rugby and stuff. And then played all through the Irish 20s my first year, the World Cup in the Irish 20s second year. And then obviously COVID hit then, so we were off until the following summer for the start of pre-season. And then just literally my first training session with the seniors that pre-season kind of just tore my ACL. And then I think for a combined time I was out for like 18 months, I think. And then I came back and I was lucky enough to get selected for the Harlequins game, and then played, I think it was 7 or 8 games after that as well. Then unfortunately I got injured again, and I had to get a surgery on my shoulder there in November, and I'm just coming back now, so hopefully I should be back in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, like, as I come back from the injury, you're kind of more nervous that you go out and do it again, mm-hmm. so to speak. Like as in you're nervous, not nervous, but it's something you have to overcome, like the nerves coming back from such a long term injury that it might happen again. You might be out of the game that you love for a longer period of time.
Yeah, 18 months, so that's a year and a half basically without rugby, without the game that you love playing. And I suppose particularly at kind of that stage in your career as well, when you're starting to make, you know, an impression on the decision makers there at Leinster, and they're starting to think about putting you into the senior team, and, you know, this injury comes and basically puts your career on hold for 18 months. That must be very scary, I suppose. And like you say, it's kind of your first big injury as well. So how did you approach that? Did you just kind of have to take it one day at a time? Were there good days and bad days when you have an injury like that?
Honestly, there is good and bad days. You kind of have to take them, like I said, as they come. Like, as in, I hadn't really, like I said, been injured for a long period of time beforehand, so I was kind of just talking to some of the more senior lads that had been injured for a prolonged period of time, like I said, and Dan, that had ACL injuries before, and they just kind of helped me with the process, as in, like, what I should do if I find myself feeling bad or, like, just going through a rough patch of my rehab. And then kind of just recognizing it yourself as well. Like, you kind of have to, if you know you're going through a rough patch, like sometimes when you're doing your IKD and it's like kind of the strength testing when you come back and the results aren't what you want, like your physio isn't there. Like my physio would be Derek Hurley. He's an excellent, like he could kind of recognize when I was coming in and I was a bit off because of the rehab wasn't maybe going the way I wanted, or my knee wasn't feeling the way I wanted. And he'd kind of just like temper the rehab to kind of suit me, and it made the whole experience enjoyable, even though it was tough and I was missing a lot of time and things like that. He kind of persuaded me to focus on other areas, like, so like college, I tried to focus on that, the friends I had at the time, like I kind of tried to focus on spending more time with them, kind of take my mind off the stress of being injured, which helped massively as well. And then obviously COVID hit, so you couldn't really do much socializing, but
sure,
thankfully I was like when I was at home, I could spend more time with my parents. I wouldn't have spent if COVID wasn't there, so kind of just taking the positives out of a bad situation.
And the club has shown a real focus on you then, because, listen, you're a Grand Slam winner at under 20 level with Ireland, so they know that you have the talent there. And, you know, you could be kind of justified as a club seeing a lad that's out for 18 months and just, you know, it's a ruthless game and players like that are often getting thrown onto the scrap heap. But they knew that they had a talent in you and they saw the work that you were doing over those 18 months to get back. And listen, they rewarded you then with that start against Harlequins in pre-season.
Yeah, again, like, I think down to a bit of luck as well. There's people probably time off after Irish camp as well, and I was coming back and they selected me to start, and I'm really out on me, and I was delighted. It was my first game back, probably not like it was a friendly, but against Harlequins, who had won the Premiership the year before. Like, I was nervous coming back facing such a good team. But like in pre-season, like when I was training, kind of everything kind of fell in place, and I felt like I was going well, and the niggles I was having kind of faded away before the game. So when I was playing, I just felt comfortable, and I knew I'd kind of done the work beforehand to ensure that I was going to do well and do okay in the game. So I was happy enough after the game, and I was delighted to have gotten the chance in the first place to play against them.
Yeah, you took the opportunity with both hands, and I guess you would be nervous going into a big game like that, knowing that maybe your future is starting to ride on this. But when you have somebody, a literal and figurative Irish giant in Devon Toner in the second row alongside you, that must kind of settle down the nerves when you're bedding down in a scrum.
Yeah, Dev, like, obviously has played for so long now and is an expert at his field of line-out calling as well, so kind of took the pressure off me. I knew that, like, whatever decision you'd make, I'd follow, and just having him there beside you, like, looking up to him, I suppose. Like, I'm tall, but looking up to him, he's huge. Yeah, it was a relief having him there alongside to help me back.
And tell us a bit more about your GAA connections as well. Obviously, you're a Peters boy coming through there, and you also played midfield alongside a certain Rory O'Connor in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, I did. When I was in fifth year, we won the Leinster Senior Championship in Peters, and I was midfield with Rory. And Barry also was playing centre forward, and he's over in AFL at the moment. He actually texted me congratulating me, which was quite nice. And I did the same with him when he got his contract. But Peters is a big kind of family aspect to it. Like, everyone knows each other, and similar to Leinster, it's like more of a brotherhood. Everyone's kind of close, and you're in school obviously. And just playing with Rory, he was class. Like, I wasn't that good at football. I was kind of told to man mark whoever was in the middle of the field and let Rory run about, do his job and do well. So I was playing alongside him, but he was probably doing more of the work than I was now.
You were doing the hard work for him.
Yeah, maybe you can say that. Doing the dog work, and he was getting there.
Absolutely. Well, listen, the two of you have gone on to have brilliant careers, and hopefully you're just at the start of it as well, and Rory's doing brilliant things with the hurlers. And speak to us a bit about coming through a school like Peters. Obviously, you know, rugby wouldn't be the number one concern in a school like that, and we often hear tales of, you know, kind of these country boys going up to a club like Leinster, and, you know, maybe they're kind of overplayed a little bit, but we have started to see more of these rural schools starting to produce Leinster boys, and Tadhg Furlong is probably the ultimate example of that, and you're starting to follow that trend too.
Yeah, I hope so. obviously, Tadhg has gone on to do mass things. Like, the Lion won Grand Slam. Like, that's obviously the dream for me. But, like, yeah, like I said, like, school, like, growing up in Peters, I was in school with Josh Connor as well, who played with Irish 20s last year and is in the Connacht Academy now. Like, there's kind of an increase in, I think, the amount of club players that are coming through, like, given a chance. I think COVID, if not anything, maybe hindered it a little bit, because I think a massive aspect of club lads coming out of school is learning more detail around rugby, learning how to play rugby more. I think now that they're putting more of an emphasis on from the ground up and the club players coming through, I think it's going to massively help and improve Leinster, because there is talent there and just needs to be coached.
You're obviously a Wanderers boy as well, and plenty of talent coming through. You've mentioned Josh O'Connor, your own brother Paul is coming through there as well, and, you know, Wexford Wanderers is starting to, you know, be a key club for Leinster in starting to pick up those guys in the sub-academy, in the academy, isn't it?
Yeah, as in, like, I had a fantastic coaches when I was coming up through. Like, I had, like, Sir James O'Connor, Bobby Cummins, Colin Mann, Donnie McDonald. List could go on, and I'm sorry if I didn't mention anyone, but yeah, like, as in, just the level of coaching there is class. And so even though, like, a lot of lads would be maybe have their more focused on GAA, like the Southeast system, so, like, if you're playing well at Wexford Wanderers and you're doing well, the coaches kind of push you to go out and get involved with the Southeast, which is kind of the regional team, kind of similar to, like, a county team. Then the pathway kind of goes from there, so to go to the Southeast, and if you do well, you get Leinster A teams, and then the pathway is there for you to kind of progress.
you're still at the start of this journey, still 22 years of age, and there is, you know, world class talent ahead of you in your position at Leinster. But you know, we're in a Six Nations week, and I suppose when Leinster games are on, this is the opportunity for the more younger members of the squad or the more junior members of the squad to stand up and make themselves known. So, you know, maybe this time next year, this could be an opportunity for Brian Deeney to be starting in you know, United Rugby Championship games, and this is the perfect time for you to start taking those opportunities when the internationals are away.
Yeah, I really hope so. I hope sometime soon I get a little bit of luck goes my way and my body agrees with me, and I finally I'm available when there's chances there. Obviously, I was kind of hoping to get some this year, but the injury prevented that. But again, I'm not going to be disappointed. Like, there's always a whole chance that's coming around the corner. So hopefully next year or whenever they do trust me with a chance, I'll be ready to play, and I'll be very excited to be given the opportunity.